trust is the objective, what are the tactics? How do some marketers manage to build trust while others are doomed to languish in obscurity? Before a marketer can build trust, it must breed familiarity. But there's no familiarity without awareness. And awareness, the science of letting people know you exist and getting them to understand your message, can't happen effectively in today's environment without advertising. When advertising agencies measure their campaigns, they look at reach and frequency. Reach is a fairly simple metric: how many different people were exposed to each ad. Frequency, as we'll see in a moment, involves some more artful measurements, but it is the advertiser's single most important tactic. Muhammad Ali didn't become heavyweight champ of the world by punching 20 people one time each. No, he became the champ by punching one guy 20 times until he fell down. By applying frequency to the poor opponent's head, Ali was able to bring his message home. Advertising works the same way. Advertisers know that the single best way to make an advertising campaign work is to run the ads a lot. By all means, be sure to reach every possible consumer. But it's far more important to deliver advertising with frequency, drill it home again and again. The frequency you bring to an advertising campaign does two things. First, it cuts through the clutter with the sheer law of averages. If only 10% of the people remember your ad tomorrow, but your ad runs for 30 days in a row, sooner or later, virtually everyone will remember it. Second, frequency causes the consumer to focus on the message you're trying to get across. Just as repeating yourself to a 4-year-old makes it more likely that he'll get the idea you're trying to communicate, just as repeating commands to a horse in training is more likely to change the horse's behavior, repeating yourself to a target consumer increases the odds that your message gets through. But in spite of this obvious truth, many unseasoned marketers, given the choice between reach and frequency, make the mistake of going for reach. They argue that touching 100 people with a brilliant ad is more effective than reaching 25 people 4 times each. This approach seems encouraging, but research has shown it to be wrong. And here's why it's wrong. Imagine you have a packet with 100 flower seeds in it. Also pretend you've been given 100 watering cans, each filled with just enough water to soak one seed for a few days. It seems as though you could do one of two things. You could plant all 100 seeds and then water each seed one time. My guess is that every single seed would then fail to grow. Or you could plant just 20 seeds and then throw the other 80 seeds in the trash. Water each of the 20 seeds 5 times over the course of a week, and you'd probably end up with 20 flowers.